said last night you had to watch film before you wanted to evaluate the quarterbacks. Can you evaluate each of them, please?
You know, I thought all three of those guys operated the offense efficiently. I think as units, offensively, defensively, and special teams-wise, we still have a lot of improving to do. But when I looked at that position, John, I thought that those guys went out there, played consistently, reacted to different things that came up during the game that they hadn't seen in training camp, and reacted pretty well, played with some poise. Did they make some mistakes? Yeah, each one of them made some mistakes. And those are things that are definitely correctable, and those guys are hardworking guys, and they'll be back in here tomorrow, and they'll start correcting those mistakes.
What was your impression of Kevin Johnson and what he did? He put a lot of snaps, pretty
effective. Yeah, you know, he was one of the rookies that went in there and did some decent things consistently. You know, I think there's always things that he can improve upon, but I've always, right from the day that he walked in here, I've been impressed with his maturity, his routine. You know, he has a consistent daily approach, and I think that's going to help him, and it helped him last night. He, you know, was it perfect? No, it wasn't perfect, but there were some times out there where he made some plays, and that was good to see.
Bill, after watching the film, did anything jump out at that red zone attempt at that second series?
I wasn't even red zone, David. That was from the 1 yard line. And what jumped out is that we have to do a much better job down there. I mean, coaches and players. But, you know, we have to go down there and execute and give San Francisco a lot of credit. They played really well down there in that series of plays. But we really need to work on that this week.
What did you think of what Lewis Nix did out there?
You know, I thought the defensive line as a whole, they played hard. There's some technique things that we all need to work on there. All those guys will come back to work on tomorrow and really work on their technique, their hands, their footwork, their keys, all those things. And Lewis falls into that category. He was out there. He played hard, and there's a lot of things that he can improve on, just like everybody else out there.
What's the one thing that, after watching the tape, that jumped out that, man, we did really well?
I wouldn't say there was anything that jumped out that I said we did really well. There wasn't one thing.
Other than the goal line offense, what's one thing that you did really bad that you want to get corrected fast?
The thing when I watched the tape, I see really good effort. I see really guys that are out there playing hard, playing with good effort. But what I would like to see more of is attention to details. And I think that comes from us as coaches communicating that better to the players, and then the players going out there and really paying attention to whatever their landmarks are supposed to be on a certain play, whatever their alignments are supposed to be in a certain formation, whatever their form of communication is and different adjustments that they have to make on defense. I just want us to really, really hone in on the details of the play and not be in a rush to go to the next stage of training camp. Let's get this stuff corrected and really hone in on the details.
Dwayne said he was a little shocked that you guys went for the 2 points. Is that something that you've been kind of keeping in your back pocket to spring on him?
Yeah, I don't know why I don't know why Dwayne would be shocked by that. We've worked on 2-point plays in practice, you know, just about every day over the last couple weeks. So no, maybe he was kidding. No, we alerted them to not come running right off the field when we score, because we may want to go for 2, and those guys were prepared for that. So,
Bill, along those lines, you went on 4th down several times.
Yeah.
Thoughts about that?
Well, I think it's the time of the year where you can do things like that, where you can, number one, get more plays for the guys that are out there on offense, get them that extra rep, you know, that maybe they need to get better. That's one reason. Another thing is to you know, to see what the 4th down defense looks like, you know, and so that you can go out there and get it on film and say, okay, hey, they did this on 4th and 2. They did this on 4th and 1. We did this. Was that the right call? And really prepare yourself for whatever 4th down calls may come up during the season. So, you know, I think it's that the time of the year when you can do things like that, because, you know, at the end of the day, the game doesn't count in the standing. So, you know, it's good to work on things like that.
Talking to Lewis last night, he just felt that it was a big relief just to get through a game healthy. He had a big smile on his face. Your experience dealing with guys that have come over injuries, just how much of a confidence boost is that now that he doesn't have to worry about that anymore? He's healthy. He can play.
I'm sure, you know, it's probably obviously a better question for him. You know, he had a long rookie year. You know, he had knee issue, wrist issue, and you know, it is good that he's back out there. You know, he's a good kid. You know, we know that these rookies, sometimes they go through tough times, you know, their rookie year because they're injured through no fault of their own. And so it's good for him to be back out there. But, you know, as far as him having a big grin on his face and all that, that's good for him. But I'm sure when he watches the tape, just like everybody else, he's going to know that, you know, there's a lot of things we need to improve upon.
You talked a lot in the offseason about wanting special teams to get better. Are you seeing signs that that's going in the right direction right now?
Sometimes, you know, I think we really need to be better on special teams. You know, I think our coverage units last night were decent. Our kickoff return was not very good as a unit. And our punt return showed flashes at times of being okay, but we have a long way to go in that department too. So we really need to work hard, and we do work hard on special teams. I mean, we spend a lot of time on special teams, and we have high expectations for our special team, so we need to really improve upon there.
Bill, if you guys have worked a lot on two-point conversions, like you were saying, are you more frustrated with what happened down near the goal line, or is there that much of a difference between the one and the two?
Yeah, it was the way that we attacked it was it's two different conversations. You know, I would say that our two-point philosophy when we went for two was a little bit different than what we ended up doing, and that was more of a goal line situation where – you know, we didn't execute properly, and San Francisco executed better than us. But we had, like, it's kind of what I was saying before about attention to detail. We had little things that were wrong. You know, we were too deep in the backfield. We were off a little bit on our snap count. Our landmarks up front weren't exactly what they need to be. And these guys will come back to work on Monday, and we'll start to fix that. We'll work the goal line this week, no doubt about it. Yeah, I would say that's kind of a good way to put it. You know, we're going to get him back out there, he'll be in the walkthroughs. He'll be, you know, obviously we call it dynamic stretch. He'll be in that period, and then he'll be an individual period, and we'll take it from there. And we'll talk to him every single day, add a little bit more every single day, try to ramp him up as we move through the week to see where he's at by the end of the week, and then evaluate it at the end of the week for the following week. So. You know, he's come a long way. He's worked really hard to get back to where he is right now, and we're all looking forward to seeing him back out there on the field because we know he can help us. And so it'll be a good day Monday for him to just put the gear on and get back out there.
Is it accurate to say that much of what you learn, or maybe most of what you learn from a game like this, especially first game of preseason, is something that we can't see and definitely not something that's in the stat sheet?
I mean, there's no doubt about that, Jerome. I mean, I think there's so many things. You know, we just actually – there were 144 plays run in the game, special teams, offense, defense, and we just sat upstairs as a staff and we watched every single play. And, you know, fast forward, rewind, you know, back and forth to make sure as a staff that we understand, you know, what we're trying to do in this particular game, what our players need to do better, what we can – communicate to our players in order for them to play better, how we can teach it better. I think one of the things we need to do as a coaching staff is we need to continue to ask more questions. You know, it's not just about what we know. It's about what they know when they're out on the field and how aware they are of the different situations and things like that. So, yeah, there are so many different combinations of players that play in a game like that that it's hard to make a determination right there on, you know, what type of team you are. You know, the identity of our team is yet to be determined, but I know that we have a bunch of hardworking guys that are going to come back to work on Monday and really try to improve and correct the mistakes that they made.
On those individual guys, when you break them down, part of it is what they take from the practice field to a game situation, but is it just as significant what they take to the next game after you've seen what they do in live action?
Absolutely. We talked to him last night about, you know, this is a progress league. This is a league of improvement. And so if we can watch the tape tomorrow, they're off today, so they'll come in tomorrow. We'll practice in the morning, then we'll watch the tape in the afternoon a little bit backwards just because I want to get their legs moving in the morning and get going. But we'll watch the tape. We'll do some corrections on the field. We'll watch the tape after practice. And what we're looking for these guys to do is to just really have that routine of, okay, here's what I was corrected on. I'm going to go out now to the practice field or watch film on my own, or whenever I'm, you know, able to perform again, I'm gonna try to be better at these things that they asked me to be better at. And I think there's different groups of players too. Like, you have these rookies who are playing in their first NFL game. So a lot of those guys, it's not even about being wide-eyed. It's about a lot of adrenaline and how do they calm themselves down early in the game and not think too much and just go play, versus the veteran player who's been through these things before, just, you know, making sure that he's up to speed with what we're teaching him and what we need that player to do. So I think there's a lot of good film watching that'll be going on this week, and then good practicing too.
Can you talk to them, like the rookies, when they get a little too hyped up? Can you talk to them about that, or is that just something that they have to go through in the games and figure out for themselves?
I mean, we certainly talk to them about it. You know, you try to, you know, talk to them about how the game is faster in the pros than it is in college. You definitely, you know, guide them and tell them what to expect. But at the end of the day, there's no substitute for experience. So those guys going through it, you know, I was riding home and I was listening to McKinney get interviewed. And McKinney talked about, I heard him say that, you know, he was out there thinking too much and running around a little bit. And McKinney's a good football player. And he made some good plays in the game. But, you know, next game he's going to go out there, Denver, hopefully be a little bit more calm in the beginning of the game and just play, you know, line up and play. And I think that's a good example of the rookies and what we're trying to see with them as far as improvement to the next game.
Bill, Alfred Blue said last night he felt like what he did let the coaches know he can handle that role. Your thoughts about that?
Yeah, Alfred, you know, we've always thought that Alfred was a good football player, a solid player, smart guy, good running back, good special teams guy, really good teammate. You know, we've always thought highly of Alfred. And look, he made some nice runs. He had a couple runs that were 14 yards. One was, I think, 30 yards, you know, good vision, you know. But there's also things that he needs to work on. He knows that, you know. He knows there's things schematically, technique-wise, that he can work on to get better. And he's a very hardworking kid, and that's exactly what he'll do.
Your backup offensive line, you know, you need depth. Any of those backup offensive linemen play well enough to give you confidence that they can provide the depth you need if you need it?
Yeah, you know, I think we have some guys that played on that second and third unit that are coming along. I'll mention one name, and, you know, he's going to work to improve every day. He's a hardworking guy, comes from a good football background, James Ferentz. You know, I thought he went in there and played tough, played low, played with good technique, you know. Hasn't been an easy road for him. It's not going to be an easy road for him moving forward, but he knows he's a very hardworking guy. And I thought he went out there and look, he had some things like him and his unit mates there on the goal line, they all need to get better at, but there were other things that he did really well. So he's a guy that I know is going to really work to improve that's on that backup team.
You talked about some of the rookies having nerves. Christian Covington said that he was hyperventilating early on in the game. I don't know if you knew that, but did you see any of that on film when you watched him, and what did you like about what you saw?
No, I didn't see anybody hyperventilating on film. I missed that. But, you know, Christian, same thing I was saying with McKinney, Kevin Johnson, all these guys. You know, these guys, it's their first NFL game. You can only imagine how excited they are to play in a game. It's a preseason game, but, you know, look, they're going out there for the first time. You know, it's like I said to a couple of those guys, like I think I said to Kevin Johnson, like, this isn't Duke that you're playing against. This is the San Francisco 49ers. So, you know, I'm sure he was, you know, revved up and ready to go. And you know, I think it's about now they've been through that experience. How do they handle it the next time? That they understand the routine of the warm-ups and kind of how we ease into the pregame and then obviously kickoff. So I think they'll, having gone through it once, they'll be better at dealing with it the next time.
How do you think he adjusted to seeing an NFL O-line when you watch
him? Christian? I thought that Christian, you know, look, he, just like I've been saying about everybody out there, there were some plays that they wish they could have back, but I thought that Christian plays hard. You know, he's got a lot of technique that he needs to improve upon, but he plays hard. He's on his feet. He's not on the ground a lot, which is a good thing for a rookie defensive lineman. And he's got some instincts in there, and smart kid, you know, and I think just because of his work ethic, he'll improve.
You mentioned Ferentz. Do your backup offensive lineman need to play more than one position? Could he play guard if you ever need him to?
Yeah, he has. You know, we've done that in practice with him. And, yes, the versatility of those guys is important. You know, Adams last night, Adams played left guard, then he moved out to right tackle. Derek Newton, when we took Dwayne out, he moved over to left tackle. Mance, the undrafted kid that we have in here, he played center and left guard. You know, so yeah, the versatility is important. As much as those guys can do for our team up front, it helps.
You probably talked about this last year, but when you talk about James' parents and being Kirk's son,
yeah,
some thoughts about, because he grew up in the game, and how much that's made a difference, you think, when you look at a guy like
that? Yeah, I think it makes a big difference. You know, I think that you're around the game your whole life. You kind of have a sense for the game, how things work. You know, his dad was an offensive line coach. His brother played offensive line. His brother's a great friend of ours, you know, that we worked together at the New England with, played offensive line for Iowa, and then here came James. So, you know, he's been around that offensive line position. He understands how it works, and he's a hardworking guy, and he knows it's not going to be the easiest thing in the world to make this team, but he's making a case for himself.
Is the plan for George to be on the sideline and call the plays from there? Is that something that you guys just tried yesterday?
No, that's the plan.
What are the benefits of having him there as opposed to in the...
I have a strong belief that the guy that calls the plays and coaches the quarterbacks needs to look at that guy eyeball to eyeball in between series. So I think that's a big part of it. Also, I believe that the play caller gets a much better feel for the game, the push on the line of scrimmage, the speed of the game, how things are working tempo-wise from the field. Other guys believe in, you know, whatever their belief is as far as being upstairs. That's just something that I've always believed in, and I think that's important for the play caller and quarterback coach to be on the sideline.
Can you give us an update on Suavilo?
Really, to be honest with you, not really. I don't know. You know, look, he's dealing with it's more of a soft tissue deal than anything, and he's working very hard to be back. I don't think he'll be back this week, though. But he's working extremely hard to get back. He's been in there for treatment, you know, twice a day, three times a day.
One more. Peyton Manning didn't play in the first game, so you assume he's going to play in this game. Is that good for your defense to face a guy of that magnitude at this time?
I think so, yeah. I think anytime you get a chance to face a guy that's one of the best to ever play the game at that position, that's good for your defense. That tests your defense. You know, I think it's good for everybody, you know. Get you geared up to play these games. You know, Denver's got a good football team, and if he plays, you know, that's good, and whoever plays is good. But you know, we know that if he's the guy under center, that'll be a good test for our defense, no doubt about it.